I am the public relations and information officer. So essentially, if you have a question, I'm responsible for and happy to answer your question.
Well, and you're going to help out with a lot of questions because you've got a great publication coming out, or it's right hot off the presses right now. Tell folks about the Back to School Guide, where they can find it, and we'll talk about what's in there to get ready for the 2015-2016 school year.
Sure. We do a bi-monthly publication called Our Schools. It's a newsletter, kind of magazine format, update about what's going on in our schools. And each year we do a back-to-school guide newspaper. It's 12 pages, including everything you need to know for back-to-school. So if you're a returning parent, you'll find information about, you know, what has changed from last year to this year, if there's a new contact at your school, how to enroll, if you need to re-enroll for this year. But if you're a brand new parent, you'll find welcome information. You'll find your 15-16 school calendar, a map of schools, information about immunizations, textbooks, lunch money, in addition to a calendar of all of our open houses. So the back page of this publication includes every open house and meet and greet event that we are doing for our students and parents to get back to school.
Now, is the biggest change or the biggest shift would be, obviously, for someone like me who's going to have a first-timer. Well, I get that. I'm already in deep enough. That's cool. I got all that. I can't wait to get my hands on this so I know what I'm missing. Is it the jump from grade school to middle school to high school, or everybody's kind of in that same boat when changing and changing and more changing?
Everybody's kind of in the same boat. You know, I have a going to be second grader and a soon-to-be kindergartner this year, and I found from year to year in elementary, there's not a lot of change, not a lot you need to do whenever you come back to school. But this guide, I think, can really kind of walk you through and reassure you that, you know what time school starts. You know where to go on the first day of school. You know how to find school supplies.
Why is Wednesday different? It's different on Wednesday.
Exactly. So people can pick up a digital copy now at www.mccse.edu/ourschools. And you can also pick up older editions of the Our Schools publication. But I mentioned school supplies as well. We have two school supply drives going on right now with community agencies. Bloomington Fire Department and a few local churches have partnered with Salvation Army to do a school supply drive. And people can get more information on that at mccse.edu/supplies.
Yeah, and you don't even have to bring school supplies. They'll be more than happy to take gift cards or cash or whatever else so they can help purchase the things that folks and teachers and everybody else could need down the road. Now, back to the guide briefly. Let's say I've got a kid going to Jackson Creek. There's a part in there where I just turn to Jackson Creek and can see exactly what's going on there.
This is more an overview guide.
Okay, gotcha.
We'll have information about transportation, information about, you know, registration. But what you'll find on the back page is that open house schedule and a contact form of how to get in touch with somebody at Jackson Creek. But what we do have, a really exciting piece that I'll be presenting about at the July 28th board meeting, so next week, we are launching a mobile app for the school corporation, MCCSC
Awesome.
Engage. It'll be a mobile app where you can actually, with one touch of a button, find all of this information, find contacts at your school, drop a calendar feed into your iPhone or Android phone. So July 28th, I'll be presenting on that, and it should launch in early August.
I will be your guinea pig if you need that. I will be
Sounds
your because I also, if anybody's going to screw it up, Tim, it's going to be me. I can handle that. So if you can get past me, everything will be great. So tell us online where we can find this again. I'm going right now to look.
So mccse.edu/our schools.
And it's all right there in front of you.
And it's all right there. So that's the digital copy. Print copy will be coming out starting tomorrow, and you can pick those up at our schools or area businesses or agencies around town.
Yeah, so if you're not sure when your open house is, if you're not sure what you need for that first day of school, if you're not sure just about anything, this is great. It's a great resource to have, and you can go through and take a look at it. And what it does, it gives you a peace of mind. And I know it's hard to tape the internet to the refrigerator. A lot of people would like to do that, but like you mentioned, you can have it on your phone. Everybody's got the internet on their phone these days, so that helps as well. And you can take it to the mall, to shop, or do whatever, your doctor's office, whatever it is. It's all right there. That's a great, great resource. Good job on that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and on that note, with the internet, on our homepage, mccse.edu, and I've duplicated it several other places, there's a Contact Us button. And I know a lot of websites you go onto and you click a contact form and it goes into the black hole.
Please give us your blood type. Please give us your, if you could fill out these 600 questions.
This form, it allows you, it actually kicks out directly to my phone. So it comes straight to my email, and I reply on a daily basis to all the contact requests that we get. Questions range anywhere from, I don't know what school my kids attend,
right,
or we just moved here from South Korea and we need some information on international student enrollment, or
what's for lunch tomorrow?
I'm really excited about my math class. Can you tell me who my teacher is?
Yeah.
So we'll get all these requests, but I just want people to know that that does go to a human being, and I respond on a daily basis. So if you can't find what you're looking for, click that contact form, and I'd be happy to help.
Tim Pritchett, he's the exception, not the rule. He's the communications director for the MCCSE. And I'm looking at this paper right now, and it's great. First page I'm looking at, hey, here's the school board meetings. Here's your school board. Here's what's going on. Here are the numbers to call. Here's everybody else. So you're not going to get lost in it, and that's the good news. And it shows you all the people, how to get a hold of them. So if you have any contacts, it has maps. This is a fantastic reference piece. Even if you've been in town for 20 years, or if you've been in town for 20 years and just putting kids in school like I am, this is very easy to read, and I don't feel nearly as lost as I did 15 minutes ago. So great stuff on that. And then the app, you're going to have a big announcement when that's going to be live for everybody, right?
We will. Hopefully, it's in a beta phase right now, test run as we develop it. But I think some of the exciting features that it's going to have, has a notification feature.
Great.
So with snow delays, school closings, announcements from your school, you can actually get push notifications to a smartphone device, which I think is really exciting. You can merge news feeds. So if you have a kid at Templeton, Jackson Creek, and Bloomington South, you can subscribe to those three schools only and get their announcements. It should be really exciting. But next week, July 28th, at that board meeting, I'll be doing a presentation on it.
Now, there's a board meeting tonight, a special meeting?
There is. Tonight, it will be an early meeting at 5 p.m. Exclusively for personnel approval. We have a number of new principals and new teachers whose work schedule needs to start before the July 28th official meeting.
Hurry up.
Right. So tonight will be the recommendation for those individuals. And if you can't make the meeting, the 5 p.m. meeting, it is broadcast on CATS through the Monroe County Public Library.
Now, I have a question that I don't know because I don't have cable television. Is this replayed anywhere? Can I see it online? Is that something you're looking to do maybe in the future as well if people can't catch those meetings?
Yeah, that's where I watch them pretty exclusively if I need to go back and reference.
Yeah, we're chasing kids around all day. We don't have time to do all that stuff.
And the URL escapes me. It's Cats TV is in the URL. But if you go to the MCCSE website and click on board or school board in our channel bar there, that will take you directly to the school board document page, and we have a link right there.
Great. So you're never out of the loop. If you miss it, if you're on vacation, if you're sick, whatever it is, you can always go back there and watch the meetings and get caught up on what you might have missed. Or you can listen to this program as well, as we have Keith Klein on twice a week. Sue Wandra joins us on Thursdays. We usually check in with Dr. DeMuth once a month as well. So we try to help everybody out and stay in the loop because it is our schools and our school district. And even we have Dr. Wilcox from RBB is going to start joining us more on a regular basis. So we really want to keep the school community in the focus because, hey, if the kids aren't getting it, the rest of us aren't going to get it.
Right.
All right, so we've got that meeting is tonight, and that's open to the public? That's for anybody?
That is for anybody, open to the public.
And then next week is a full-blown school board meeting, so we'll get Keith's thoughts on that when we get caught up with him next week. So that's all you've got going on, huh? You just got this huge Our School paper running right in front of you, putting an app together. What else you been doing all summer?
We do. I know we keep going back to the website and the internet. And
good, please do.
Pasting things to the refrigerator. But I think that's one of our biggest changes over the summer. I've done some redesign work on the website to really make some navigation more efficient for families. So we have some easy URLs, mccse.edu/families. We'll take you to a page where you should be able to find everything you need to know as a parent, ranging from transportation, how does my kid ride the bus for the first time, to how do I find out the lunch menu for the month.
Right. Calendars are all right there. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Right there.
When we have recess, when we don't have recess, all that stuff that you think, geez, where would I ever find that? And again, the old days, it was the handbook, and you put it next to the little address book under, next to the phone where you dial everybody's number. But that's not how it works anymore. So you almost have to deliver it to the people.
Exactly. So, you know, really, I've had a lot of meetings with folks trying to be strategic about what it is that parents really need to know. And I mentioned I have a soon-to-be second grader and kindergartner. So I like to think that perspective, just like yours as an incoming parent, really plays into those decisions, that what is it that I need to know or want to know as a parent to make me confident that my kid's going to have a great experience in our schools.
And this is a fantastic resource. Again, if you go to mccse.edu/ourschools, it pops right up. And I can't even get halfway through it because there's too much stuff I got to read about. Tim, great job as always. Tell us again what time the meeting is tonight, because it is a different time, different meeting, correct?
Right. 5 p.m. at 315 East North Drive. That's our administration building right there by Bloomington South High School.
Yep. East North Drive by South. Bring your compass. You'll find it. It'll turn you in there at some point. Hey, Tim, great job. We know you've been very busy. I'd love to have you on once the app goes live so we can help people just kind of get into that quickly and do that. So stay in touch, please.
Sure.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.